This is Logan Sekulow. AOC Squad demands leftist agenda, or else.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
My timeline is different. I have no time to. Our folks don't have another day. We're going to make sure that the Biden administration sticks to our timeline.
That's what our next move is. It's to make sure that the Biden administration keeps its promise.
I urge you all to continue raising this issue. Because we hear you, we are here with you, and we stand by you.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
This isn't 2015 anymore. This isn't 2010 anymore. It's not 2005 anymore. Climate is now a top three issue for voters across the country. And it's about time that our Congress and our administration starts acting like it. It's way past time.
And now your host, Logan Sekulow.
Welcome to the one and only flag-waving, God-praising, trailblazing, heck-raising radio show today. It's the Logan Sekulow reprogrammed takeover of Jay Sekulow Live. This is Friday. You know, they like to sub us in, Will, on Fridays.
That's right.
You know, when we have a little more fun. We're going to be joined later by a couple guests. We got Rick Grinnell joining us. After that, we got my buddy Jim Chandler, who's got a new Christmas movie. If you're looking for something to completely distract yourself from what's going on in the world, he's got a terrific movie, great family Christmas film that's available on all of your on-demand options. We'll talk about that at the end of the show. But until then, Will, how you doing?
Doing well. Good to be back in the seat with you.
Yeah, phone lines are open. I don't know if y'all heard that intro, but by the phone lines lining up, I will assume that you did. That is right. If you've been paying attention, yesterday they had like a rally?
Yeah, it was a climate change rally. Like they're not wasting any time. They have always been pushing for this Green New Deal. We know the AOC and the squad. That is one of their top agenda items. Now, it was a big question during the campaigns whether or not a Biden administration would go along with this.
Would accept it. Yeah, I think it's very interesting to see because they're saying pretty much AOC and all the friendly squad members are saying, hey, don't worry. Our number one priority is to get this stuff through that we've already heard previously. AOC say, hey, we can push him far to the left. We're going to be able to do that. So now that's the question. Because on paper, a Joe Biden presidency, if we were to go back to a 2005, a 2001, you see this guy, you know, he's a definitely a Democrat, but one that you like, he's like typical Washingtonian, like maybe a member of the swamp, but like, you know, you're not the most progressive of them, guys.
Right.
Actually, that was some of the negative press he got, was not necessarily being the most progressive, one of the creators of the Hyde Amendment and all those things. But we saw it during the campaign, him slowly go more and more to the left. And then, obviously, he's got Kamala Harris. And I think that's the concern for a lot of people. When your vice president is so historically one-sided and so historically progressive, what that is going to look like. It should be a really interesting time. On the heels of that, we also have the vaccine, and there's a lot of news breaking this morning about the vaccine. And Pfizer, I know, they're up with the FDA right now to decide whether they can get the emergency.
Right, they submitted for their approval this morning at a record time. If it is approved on this timeline they've requested, then they are saying that vaccines could be rolling out and people actually getting the first dose of the two doses by mid-December.
Yeah, submitted to approval by the Midnight Society. Yeah, that's what they should call themselves now.
The Midnight Society.
Yeah, that's it.
I don't know that would be a thing that would give people very much confidence about the vaccine.
Maybe the squad. We should change the squad to be the Midnight Society.
Yeah, that's.
If you get that reference, comment below. I want to know if who I'm talking to here.
If there's any Nickelodeon watchers.
Yeah, I feel like that's going over most people's heads here.
Right.
Thanks for watching, by the way. We are going to take a bunch of your phone calls. We're going to talk a lot about a couple of different topics. Obviously, we're leading with this one, and will a potential Joe Biden presidency end up being with him being pushed over by these extremists? I want to know what your thoughts on that. Make sure to comment. Hey, check us out. By the way, we're on YouTube right now. Watch us on YouTube. If you like this show, Will and I do a show each and every-ish day. We put out new content every day over on the Logan Sekulow Reprogram YouTube channel, so you should subscribe there. Also, check out the work of the ACLJ. We got a lot going on at ACLJ.org. And we get back, I'm going to start taking your phone calls. We're going to start playing bites so you know what's happening. We'll be right back with more on the Reprogram Takeover of JSL.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Welcome back to the Jay Sekulow Live Takeover by the Reprogram Crew. I'm Logan Sekulow. We're here with Will Haynes. And if you're watching on social media, you just saw the lovely chants of the squad and the Friends of Squad. The B team, the B squad.
Friends of squad. Well, they've added three new members now. New progressive members of Congress that were elected.
Yeah, but like at that point, do you want to be those members? Because I feel like those are the ones who'd be like, nah, I'm only for original lineup. Like, I don't that. I don't like that replacement members
like
of the
Van
squad.
Hagar,
yeah, exactly. This is like, you can't have new members of the squad.
Right.
You just got to, you know, shrink it down. They were like, we got to expand. It's like the NWO. When it was originally just the original three, you're like, this is cool. By the time you got to like, all right, Scott Norton, I guess, is here.
Yeah.
Horace Hogan.
Why was he a member of the NWO?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Not the NWO you're thinking. We're talking about professional wrestling.
The better one. Right. The better one. The good one, really.
Right. Yeah.
So, I don't know. I mean, they're both pretty bad. Speaking of pretty bad, part of that video montage we played during the break, so that's why I encourage you guys to watch, mentioned part of the Green New Deal and part of what their agenda is when in terms of, you know, helping global warming and supporting environmentalism. And, you know, they're part of me. I'll be honest, like, I'm not a total anti-environment person. You know, I'm kind of like, you know, I don't drive an electric car, but I'm not going to be opposed to driving an electric car one day. I'm not like, I'm not super progressive on it, but I'm also not like, let's destroy the earth for the heck of it.
Right. Well, conservatives for a long time have been leaders in conservation efforts.
Yeah.
Like, if you think
Parks.
About all the organizations like Ducks Unlimited that spend millions and millions of dollars for preservation of wetlands in America, and these are conservative organizations. It's so they use the climate moniker and the Green New Deal issues to try to make it seem like it's just about climate change. And I think to a mainstream audience that may play well if you lean to the left and you care about those issues, maybe even some conservatives that are like, okay, it can't be all bad.
We warned you what they were going for. So let's play this bite from this is from AOC, right?
Right, at that rally in Washington, D.C.
Take a listen to, you know, you may like the environment, but do you like this?
Climate action is tied to reproductive justice.
Well, there you go. Is that the whole bite?
That is
okay.
She
all right.
she was throwing out all these things, and that she had to put that
one
specifically
in.
There.
Always have to go for the abortion argument in the middle of stuff that's completely unrelated. I mean, legitimately, completely unrelated. Reproductive rights are tied to environmentalism. It's just something that is bizarre and very you know, I will say this, like, you don't want to say the communism, socialism world, but that does sound like a population control.
Well, that goes back to Margaret Sanger's original intent. If your version is environmentalism,
if your version of environmentalism is population control, then sure.
Right.
Hang your hat on that. I mean, that is an insane thing to say. I think that is a big problem. If you voted for this, you know, you need to really think about it, because that is absurd that you think that environmentalism is somehow tied to a pro-choice movement. I'm very troubled by this. I think a lot of you are. I think a lot of people are concerned on the election and which way that's going, and, you know, the current status of the counting and all of that. And you know what? You know, this is why the ACLJ is here, because regardless of how that all ends up, things don't go the way you'd like it. Maybe they went the way you liked it. Maybe you're regretting that decision right now of how you voted, because you're hearing people like AOC say that the environmentalism is part of, I mean, look, like I said, I'm not an anti-environment dude. You know, this is an absurd thing that's really offensive, I think, to a lot of people, and it should be. You should take a hard look at yourself, realize what maybe you've done. If you did vote a certain way, if you voted the other way, and you're still waiting on votes to be counted and all that, regardless, this is why the ACLJ is here, because there are certain issues that are definably things that we stand up for and we protect. One of them is the life of the unborn. And that is something, when you hear things like this, you can easily make fun of something like the Green New Deal, because it sounds ridiculous with the cow farts and with all of that stuff that they throw in there. I mean, it's just, that's something that you hear often. But when you start looking at the serious nature of what they're talking about, you're talking about population control, you're talking about eugenicism, you're talking about things that are, at the end of the day, could cause great death and destruction to the human kind, to humankind.
Right.
It's bizarre. It's really bizarre.
They put this messaging out right now when they're trying to influence what they believe will be the incoming Biden administration with the what the picks are going to be for cabinet positions and for other executive branch positions, that they put these things out there because they are drawing their line in the sand for the party, or the Democratic Party. And it goes back to, there were Congress, members of Congress, people that had been elected or just barely reelected, that were freaking out in the immediate aftermath of election night. There was a representative from Virginia, Abigail Spanberger, who was so upset on a party conference call, saying, "I don't want to hear the words socialism ever right. again." Like, she was very upset and freaking out about it, not wanting the party to go there.
To take it there. Yep.
So we've got the bite. Let's play it. 34.
We need to not ever use the word socialist or socialism ever again. Because while people think it doesn't matter, it does matter. And we lost good members because of that. If we are classifying Tuesday as a success from a congressional standpoint, we need to look at torn apart in 2022. And excuse the profanity, that's the reality.
I do like how she's like, excuse the profanity. Once again,
I'm going to double down
here, so we have to edit that. I think you can fill in the blanks.
But the whole point there is that people like AOC and her now larger group of squad members, it went from four to, I believe, they're at seven now, so almost doubled in size, that squad.
Yeah, they went from like a Backstreet Boys to a BTS.
Yeah, they're acting like there's this huge success in the congressional races, when now it's a razor-thin margin. They are only going to have a five-seat advantage of their majority that will probably flip in 2022. The House will probably be under Republican leadership in just two short years. They're acting like this is this huge wave and mandate in Congress, and it's not. The people, especially in the local elections, were saying, no, we don't really want that. Sure, AOC won in her very liberal district in New York, but that doesn't mean that the rest of the country is going to go that way.
She's very well aware. She's very well aware of that, too. I don't know if you saw, she had an article in Vanity Fair a few weeks back. I think it's the cover story. And at the end of the article, they're talking about her father who passed away. It's a sad story. And they said, like, what do you think about your father would think? And she said, if he were around today, I think he'd make fun of me incessantly, and he'd be the first one to call me a communist. She's like, he'd be in my corner. But this is someone who knows what I'm saying is, even in her own... That means there's something inside of you going, I don't know if I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah, it's probably called a conscience.
Yeah.
Like if you're saying, my dad would call me a communist, that may just be your conscience speaking to you saying, maybe I shouldn't be a communist.
Right.
Who's to say?
Exactly. So we got a couple minutes here. Should we take a phone call?
Sure. Let's go to Julie calling from Arizona on line two.
Hey, Julie, welcome. But if you want to call in, 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Love to hear from you. Julie, go ahead with your question or comment.
Hey, thank you. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Great. Hey, you guys are heroes. So I am extremely intense about what's going on and upset. And you're my voice. Two things quick. I'm making a plea to the fellow people, and I think there's millions of them that are feeling so intense about what's going on, that I was a first-time donor, and I plan to be a continuous donor because I'm not a lawyer, and I cannot fight this, but you're my voice, and we need a voice. So for all the people out there, and I believe there's millions of us that are, for number one, my tax dollars shouldn't be funding abortions, which I abhor, and it's going to get worse. So you're my voice. Please, people, ACLJ, they don't know me. This is from me. Help these people out.
Thank you, Julie. We really appreciate that. And that is absolutely true. You know, there's sort of a new campaign we're rolling out soon that really just talks about how the ACLJ is going to be needed now more than ever, because people like Julie call in and go, I don't want my tax dollars to go to abortions. Guess what? If this ends up the way it could go, day one, you'll be funding foreign abortions.
Right, the Mexico City policy.
The Mexico City policy, always the first thing that gets signed off, always. Like, almost disturbingly so. None of the first things, day one stuff, it gets signed off. You know, you get an old, you get the Mexico City policy. But you have organizations like ours, the ACLJ, that are going to be fighting on your behalf, going up against everything. Trust me, if you lived through the Obama years with us, you know what we can do. It's not like we just roll over and wait for the next election, for the next president that may have your, you know, exact feelings and emotions and may connect with you on the issues. No, no, no. We go hard with these kind of things. This will be an intense potential, I'll still caveat it, potential next year, 2021. And we're going to be there for you more than ever. Go to ACLJ.org to support the work of the ACLJ. It's really important as we head into the end of the year. You could do that again. Your gifts are doubled, which doesn't mean you get charged double. That means somebody else matches your gifts. You give $20, another person's on the other end. They give $20 as well, makes that donation $40. It's amazing. That's at ACLJ.org. We'll be right back with more on the reprogrammed takeover of JSEC Hill Live.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to the Logan Seculo reprogram of Jay Seculo Live. If you were watching in the break, you just saw a promo for Bald Beagle. Bald Beagle with a B. That is our kids' YouTube channel and also our website, baldbeagle.com. It's like Bald Eagle, but with a B up front. Our logo is a half eagle, half beagle. So it's the Bald Beagle. We put up great YouTube content that's made specifically for kids, but adults seem to like it as well. We've done videos on the Electoral College, on Veterans Day, on George Washington. We have a brand new one that'll be coming out early next week on sort of an untold story of Thanksgiving, maybe one you don't know about. It's really fun. Your kids are going to like it. I think you'll get some entertainment and education out as well. We always try to write it for kids, but with a, you know, wink and a nod to the adults. Check that out. You can actually support that work directly because, as you've seen, and now, trust me, it's going to get worse. Kids are either... Currently, we're seeing things like New York where the lockdowns will are coming back. And we're seeing kids' schools close, whether that's justifiable or not. We're going to talk about that in a second. Or you're just seeing still the impact of the summer where history classes are being either held off, like they're on hold, or they're being reworked, or they're being completely changed to nothing like what you grew up with learning. And we're going to be there to make sure your kids have a great educational option that's super entertaining and fun to watch. And that's at baldbeagle.com. There is a donate link through Bald Beagle. It is a donation to the ACLJ, just like any other donation, matching challenge, all that stuff is still happening. But what it does is able to tell us you really care about the work that we're doing for kids. And I appreciate it because that's obviously one of my babies, is to go to baldbeagle.com and donate through that page. Because again, we can see it, we can segment it and say, this should be, you know, where we're focusing this amount of time, this amount of effort, and this amount of resources to producing this content for kids. Really important to me. Take a look at it if you have time. If you haven't, subscribe on YouTube. We have a lot of different things going on YouTube right now. ACLJ's YouTube page has just exploded with content and new subscribers. You should check that out. Again, it's official ACLJ. You can find it on YouTube. Also find, you can change your name to LJ. You'll find it. It's there. It'll pop right up. Subscribe. Great content. Great way to support is even just watching. Same with Bald Beagle. Just watch. It really helps. I mean, obviously, we would love your financial contribution, but it helps a lot to just watch and subscribe. It helps move people to see it. A lot more people who are not used to seeing the content. I have a YouTube channel as well, which we do the reprogram on my show, but we also post a lot of content there, a lot of fun clips, a lot of interesting things, political, not political. Find that on my YouTube, Logan Seculo Reprogram, or just Logan Seculo's YouTube channel. If you just type it in, it'll pop right up as well. All right, done with the plugs for a minute. We talked, Will, about school closings when I was talking about Bald Beagle. And this obviously is happening around the country. It's happening here. We saw some say, hey, we're going to take an extended break for Thanksgiving. Some schools are doing that. But we also saw in New York City, much to the chagrin of maybe people you would not expect, New York City schools have closed. And people are not happy about it.
That's right. And honestly, the data that they had back in the spring for how coronavirus affected schools, how it affected public gatherings, things, they didn't have a ton of that data at that point. Now they have a lot of data from all over the world about how it affects schools. And something happened yesterday at the Coronavirus Task Force meeting, which a lot of people aren't paying attention to anymore, but they still on CNN are putting up all the horrific numbers, trying to make it...
CNN has split that network. If you watch it, there's like 18 different boxes now. I don't know where to look. There's two people on Skype. There are corona numbers. There's election numbers. There's a ticker. There's a stock ticker. And then there's a Chiron of the lower third. It is very hard to focus on CNN.
But I think this is important for people to hear. This is Dr. Robert Redfield, who's gotten some criticism from both sides of political aisle of how the CDC has handled portions of the coronavirus response. But what he says in this bite, I think, should be maybe heard by mayors and governors and people throughout the entire country who are making decisions about school closures. Let's play bite 30.
The truth is, for kids K through 12, one of the safest places they can be, from our perspective, is to remain in school. And it's really important that following the data, making sure we don't make emotional decisions about what to close and what not to close. And I'm here to say clearly the data strongly supports that K through 12 schools, as well as institutes of higher learning, really are not where we're having our challenges.
So again, not exactly coming from a super conservative, right-wing thing. This is coming direct from the source, if you will. And what's interesting with that, Will, is they talk about almost a panic that ensues, and this seems like something that's controllable, saying, we'll close the schools. It's honestly not unlike the toilet paper shortage that, again, is happening. It's like something people can control, and therefore it happens. It's not data-driven. It's driven by panic.
Well, that's even in New York, where they closed down because the city hit that 3% threshold of of infection rate. But within schools, it was 0.17%. Yeah. So the schools themselves weren't the problem, and the spreading was not throughout the schools.
Yeah. Look, go ahead.
I'm just saying that that plays into don't make an emotional decision, follow the data. And in New York, they're closing down and people are upset about it.
And again, this is from CNN. First, let's start actually, we're going to go to Dr. Sanjay Gupta. Someone you don't expect again for us to be going to. Listen to what he had to say, because he even projected originally, Biden 11, he projected originally that, look, don't open schools. He sort of definitely is a bit more, you know, intense about the lockdowns.
Right.
Let's hear what Dr. Sanjay Gupta had to say just the other night on Chris Cuomo's show. Again, not exactly coming from your most conservative outlets. Let's go ahead.
The positivity rate among schools, among those New York schools, 0.17%. So a lot lower, not just half, but a lot lower. And I got to say, I was surprised. As you know, Chris, you and I talked about it. I was skeptical about getting kids back in school. I thought it was going to end up being a huge, you know, sort of super spreader events. And yet schools, many of them have been able to keep a low positivity rate.
Yeah, and he went on and on, and so did Chris Cuomo, actually, talking about specifically, we can play some of those bites too later on, specifically about the problems that come out of school closures, whether that's, you know, parents who are not up to teaching, who even Chris specifically says, you know, he's like, look, some parents, he's like, I'm sure Sanjay's kids do just great learning at home. He's like, my kids do not. They're not learning anything. And I think we're having that problem a lot.
And that's right. And we can play that really quick before we hit the break. This is Bite 14 from Chris Cuomo, speaking of what Logan was saying.
I got to be honest. I'm not objective on the school thing. I'm not. If they told me fact number one, fact, this is 2. 1 + 2 = 3. All right, I got you. That's not what the 3% is. And the rate is lower in schools. Why aren't we like pushing the standards? How do we do it? Because there's such a cost to making the kids stay home. Economic, family, stress, health.
I mean, that is coming again from CNN, from Chris Cuomo. I say his brother is running a lot of this. And I think when they even start seeing the outrage in it is when you have to at least go, hey, look, maybe there's some bipartisan support here. You know, that's been pretty interesting. Well, you know, we get back on Jay Sekulow Live, Logan Sekulow reprogram. Second half is coming up. And in the second half, we're going to be joined by Rick Grinnell. You've heard him here many a times. We're going to have a lot of fun with him. And sorry, we're having some music difficulties, I think. We're going to have him on coming up, Rick Grinnell. Followed by that, later on the show, be joined by my buddy Jim Chandler. We're going to be talking about his new film, great Christmas movie that's coming out. It's going to be a lot of fun. You're going to hear that. Great way to take a break from what's happening in the world, sit down, enjoy a family Christmas film. We're going to talk about that at the end of the show. But coming up in the next couple segments, we're going to have Rick Grinnell. We're going to be talking more about this. And phone lines are open. We're talking, you know, what it could look like if they get control of what happens with the squad. We're talking about the lockdowns. Whatever you want to talk about, give me a call. 1-800-684-3110. 1-800-684-3110. Support the work of the ACLJ again in a matching challenge. We can use support at aclj.org. We'll be right back with more on the Reprogram Takeover.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. And now your host, Logan Sekulow.
Welcome back to the one and only flag waving, God praising, trailblazing, heck raising radio show. It's the Logan Sekulow Reprograms Takeover at Jay Sekulow Live. Sometimes Will and I pop on. We do this on Fridays. Next segment, we'll be joined by Rick Grinnell. That's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of interesting stuff always comes from Rick, so I look forward to hearing from him later on in the show. We'll be joined by my buddy Jim Chandler, and we're going to talk about his new film, The Farmer and the Bell, Saving Santa Land. You know what? May not be hard-hitting news, but it's something you need. You need it. You need to just chill out. It's Thanksgiving coming up next week. Watch a Christmas film with your family. Hang out. Enjoy some family time together, presuming you don't live in a state where they've completely locked you down, where you don't get to see your family, and so on and so on. Right, Will?
That's right. I've seen clips of the film. I haven't watched the whole thing yet.
You got that Newsome out there eating at a French laundromat?
It was not a laundromat.
That's what I heard.
It's just called French Laundry. It's a Michelin 3-star restaurant.
Northern California, you can go eat at a laundromat where they speak French. It sounds correct. That sounds like something that would be in San Francisco.
It's avant-garde.
They're like,
right?
Look, it's a restaurant. It's both restaurant, laundromat. We only speak in French. You have to use Google Translate to figure out anything.
Right.
Though they're all from North. No, this is all made up.
And everything is just a vending machine. Like every meal item comes from the vending machine like you're in a laundromat.
Yeah, you have to put in a quarter.
Right, but you have to use euros.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm going to say. You cut me off there. But
I'm
then
sorry.
You got you
stole
open
your
up.
Joke.
Yeah, it just loops. None of this is true. But you probably did see Gavin Newsom out there eating. You saw those pictures of eating inside, you know, breaking his own rules. Bunch of hypocrites.
That county where he went to the restaurant, right? He's locking it down.
Yeah.
10 p.m. curfew.
He's like, I needed to get my last my last profiterole before the lockdown. Profiterole. Don't you think that's how he talks? I don't know how he talks. I don't think I've ever heard him speak.
That sounded more like Peter Strzok.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Gowdy.
Oh yeah, Peter Strzok when he had his Andy Griffith accent.
Yeah,
oh, it's so great, guys. It's funny to laugh at, but the hypocrisy is so loud that you almost have to just sit back and go, I can't believe what I'm watching. I can't believe people just accept what they're hearing. Just being like, I'm sure he's doing fine. There he is, eating, chilling. Not even close to distance from those random people.
No,
look at that. He is on top of that.
It
group.
Was a birthday party.
You know whose birthday?
One of his buddies who was eating at the laundromat with him.
That's fine. You know what? I enjoy a nice dinner.
Yeah.
So
don't we all?
Yeah. So I don't blame him for eating. I blame him for locking down his city and being hypocritical. This is my big problem. Are we? What do you say?
Well, he had to respond. He came out after his fine meal and said this in Bite 17.
The spirit of what I'm preaching all the time was contradicted, and I got to own that. And so I want to apologize to you because I need to preach and practice.
I don't think it was just the spirit of what he's preaching that was contradicted.
That is unbelievable. What? You have a politician, what, apologizing? That's number one. That never happens.
That never happens.
The fact that he has to own it. Which you're owning the fact that you have been so restrictive of your community. Disneyland shut down.
Don't
there's
sing
no
in
virus.
Church.
Don't sing in church. I'm going to control everything about you. And he's just like, you know, I need to preach what I practice, which is also not even.
You can't preach right now because the churches are shut down.
I mean, that is just so absurd. And I can't believe if you live in this community and voted for this buffoon, it is all your fault. I mean, I'm not saying it's all your fault, but that's kind of like what Cuomo said. He goes, if you're not wearing a mask, the coronavirus, all your fault.
Yeah.
Not Chris Cuomo, the brother. Andrew Cuomo said that. But this is kind of the same. Look at who you're voting for. I can't believe that this is where we're at, where a politician has to go on and be like, my bad, ate inside next to a bunch of friends, got caught. Whoops. Didn't know there'd be photographers. Put on a hat or something. Come on. You got like an aggressive mane. So,
What kind of hat would he wear? You think a bowler?
He's a beanie man.
I
feel like he's a beanie man.
I don't know if they allow that in the restaurant.
Northern California beanie man. Okay. Yeah, they do there. Are you kidding me? Because then he can hide the coif.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. All
it's
right,
a very
when we
distinguished
get back,
hair.
Rick Grinnell is joining us. Let's have some fun. Talk to him. And future cast a little. It'll be a little interesting. We'll be joined with him next time. Give us a call. 1-800-684-3110. Sorry, this segment got me a little fired up. We'll be right back with more on the reprogram takeover of Jay Sekulow Live.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our Matching Challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org. Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift.
Welcome back to J Secula Live. It's Logan Secula, and hey, Will, we got a special guest.
That's right.
And I don't know if you know this, we were on Facebook the other day. I got served a very specific ad. And
you did.
On Facebook, you can actually click, why am I getting served this ad? And I got clicked and served this ad. It said, we are looking for men over 18 who are interested in Christmas.
That's right.
And you know what? I'm happy to be joined because I can see he's in the spirit already. Our buddy Rick Grinnell. Rick, Merry Christmas early, man. It's good, man. We're already decorated our house as well.
Hey, I'm pushing the season every single year a little bit more, and I'm excited to enjoy it. So yeah, I've been up for a couple of days with Christmas.
That's good. I'm all in on that. Now, Rick, obviously it's been crazy. We've talked to you a bunch of times, and you know, it keeps going, things keep moving. But I did want to talk to you today a bit about the theme that we're moving into, which is the ACLJ could be needed now more than ever with this whole, you know, everything that's been going on in the world. We just, you know, we playing a lot of clips from the Green New Deal protest rally that happened, the AOC squad rally that happened out yesterday. We're playing a lot of clips from Newsom. I'm sure you're aware. And there are so much going on that either way, whatever the election ends up, the organization that we both, you know, work for and represent needs to be there, because the shifts could come so aggressively that we got to always be there and be on top of it.
Yeah, look, I have to say, one of the reasons I wanted to join ACLJ was simply because the legal fights are incredibly important. And they're also the hallmark of democracy. Countries around the world that don't have the rule of law, that don't allow you to actually petition and your government in some legal way, right? Suing your government, standing up and saying, I disagree with this decision of my elected officials. That is the hallmark of a democracy. And we should be so proud that we have that process, the rule of law, because there are so many countries where you just don't have that. You know, as U.S. ambassador to Germany, I represented the American companies who were having difficulty in Europe, and there is a legal process there. But I heard over and over how companies would have a decision made against them in China, for instance, and there was no legal recourse. You couldn't stand up to the government. And so having this right is not only incredibly important, but it's an incredibly powerful tool. And one of the reasons I wanted to join ACLJ was because we do it right. the American Center for Law and Justice knows how to hire the best. They know how to dig deep on these legal issues, and they can fight these battles in court. And as you know, Logan, we win. We win over and over. And when we win, we change public policy. And that is how I think when you're in the minority party or when you are in a position where the majority somehow feels like, you know, you should just follow them and you have no recourse, whether it's public school access or private school vouchers or what we saw with Pastor Brunson. All of these issues are incredibly important. If we did not have the rule of law, if we did not have the ability to have organizations like ACLJ fighting for us, we would just have to roll over when government makes these decisions. And that's not a very good system to be a part of. So I think it's patriotic to give to organizations like ACLJ who are fighting hard and making sure that our rights are preserved.
That's right. And who knows how, you know, the next couple of weeks could shake out, Rick. But what is really interesting is for a lot of people, they've been introduced to the ACLJ and the work we do, Will, over the last 4 years for obvious reasons. A lot of people have come on board. Gosh, a lot of you guys on YouTube have come on board in the last 12 days, 15 days. So we understand some of you guys are not used to what it looks like in different positions of power when there's more conservatives, less conservatives, what it looks like for a lot of Christian values and rights. And when we play clips like AOC saying, you know, environmentalism is reproductive rights and those kind of things and what that looks like and what that means for people, you get scared. But here's the deal. We've been fighting this fight for 30 plus years at this point, and we're going to go back. We're going to show you what we did pre-President Trump, what we did during the Obama administration. And it wasn't like we just rolled over and waited till there was another conservative president in power. We fought back hard and aggressively. And actually, you're going to hear it a lot more if stuff like this happens. If more things like this happen, like these rallies and such, well, you're going to hear from us. And trust me, things will get done.
Well, and that's a question I had for Rick, actually, is with the potential of a Biden-Harris administration being installed in January, and with all the important work we do overseas, we have an office in Jerusalem, we have offices around the world in Europe, what does the potential setbacks from the historic foreign policy gains that happened under the Trump administration, whether it be moving the embassy to Jerusalem from Tel Aviv, whether it be the peace deals we've seen in the Middle East, what can we do to start to put a check on some of these potential backsliding foreign policy ideas that could come out of a potential administration?
Well, it's such a good question. And for one thing that I will say is I think it's going to be very difficult for administration policy, future administration policy, to roll back the idea of America first. People love it. People are fundamentally understanding that fighting for Americans first is what should be done by our government and our representatives. This idea that somehow the UN should decide, you know, the 15 members of the Security Council should decide our foreign policy, or even that NATO members should somehow decide that they're not going to pay their fair share and that the American people, the American taxpayer, are going to have to pay for the defense of Europe and for others. All of those issues are very difficult to wind back, but I think that they will try. And what we have to be able to do is to immediately fight back. I would say two things. One, people need to give money. Of course, if you can afford to give money, we need the help to be able to fight. But I also think that they need to be vigilant in listening to when our rights are being rolled back. Send an email, send an early note to say, look, this is a decision locally or from my state that is rolling back our freedoms and our rights, and alert ACLJ so that we can get on it and fight early. The earlier that we have the ability to fight, meaning to pay for lawyers to go in, the earlier the better, the more that we're going to be able to push back.
Yeah, we head toward the Christmas season. This stuff always comes up around Christmas. There's always things local in people's communities. Even you may think it's small. You may be like, hey, they won't let me put up a nativity scene. And guess what? We can handle that in about 3 seconds. If you just go to our website, trust me, your little city council not going to like a specific letter coming to them that's saying, guess what? They're represented by attorneys who also, in private capacity, represent the President of the United States. So trust me, they're not going to like that. So you should go to ACLJ.org, as Rick said. But Rick, this is my concern from a foreign policy point of view, is there's a lot of people, look, I have friends in the community who aren't even thinking about it. We're like, well, what's it really, a Biden presidency, what's it actually going to change for our day-to-day life? What is it really, what's the difference? And then I always bring up, do you remember ISIS? Remember ISIS? That was like 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago now. And people quickly forget that we were living under a time where terrorism was a real deal just a few years ago because of specific policies that were put in place.
Yeah, look, it was on the rise. And when Donald Trump took over and he crushed ISIS and he really sent a message to the Iranians, the Iranian regime, remember, is the number one export of terrorism. They fund it all over the world. We've had to really push back. I think Hezbollah in Lebanon is another example. These are organizations that look in the United States to find money and to find support. I mean, I was fighting this in Europe, trying to get Hezbollah to be designated as a terrorist organization by the government of Germany. They did step out and do that, but the rest of Europe has not done that. And so there are going to be places where the Treasury Department lightens up on sanctions, and we have different organizations that feel like it's easier to raise money. The pushback that we've seen against individual sanctions is real. And so I think it's a safety issue. We're going to have to be very vigilant to be watching for when, the victims of terrorism get more representation than
right. No, absolutely.
And so one of the things that I'll just say here is people need to be watching when their rights are rolled back and immediately let us know, because you have lawyers in ACLJ and we're ready to fight.
That's right. Thank you, Rick, for joining us. I'm sure we'll have you back on next week. And there's a lot going on in the world, but I think it was important to talk about that and really look at that. People, if you're at your Thanksgiving dining room table meeting with all your family, they go, what's that? Well, what's a Biden presidency? See, bring that up. Because guess what you get? Because I've gotten it from my own friends and family. Looks of like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah. Hey, we get back, we're going to keep it in the Christmas spirit. Well, this segment's just fun. I'll be honest, next segment's fun. We're joined by my buddy Jim Chandler and his wife. They're talking about their new film, The Farmer and the Bell. Take a look. Saving Santa Land. We're going to have some fun in this next segment. We'll be right back.
Only when a society can agree that the most vulnerable and voiceless deserve to be protected is there any hope for that culture to survive. And that's exactly what you are saying when you stand with the American Center for Law and Justice to defend the right to life. We've created a free, powerful publication offering a panoramic view of the ACLJ's battle for the unborn. It's called Mission Life. It will show you how you are personally impacting the pro-life battle through your support. And the publication includes a look at all major ACLJ pro-life cases, how we're fighting for the rights of pro-life activists, the ramifications of Roe v. Wade 40 years later, Planned Parenthood's role in the abortion industry, and what Obamacare means to the pro-life movement. Discover the many ways your membership with the ACLJ is empowering the right to life. Request your free copy of Mission Life today online at aclj.org/gift. At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. Whether it's defending religious freedom, protecting those who are persecuted for their faith, uncovering corruption in the Washington bureaucracy, and fighting to protect life in the courts and in Congress, the ACLJ would not be able to do any of this without your support. For that, we are grateful. Now there's an opportunity for you to help in a unique way. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. This is a critical time for the ACLJ. The work we do simply would not occur without your generous support. Take part in our matching challenge today. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.
Rocking out with us. I'm so happy to be talking about this. It's the Christmas season. It's happening. I don't know if you guys have seen this. Lights are going up. Our tree's up at our house. We're starting a little bit early, and you should too. And I'm happy to be talking to my friend Jim Chandler, Jimmy Chandler, and also Jen Gotson, who is the stars, the creators, the everything. I want to hear all this, how this all came together for a brand new movie, The Farmer and the Bell, Saving Santaland, which I've watched. Really fun watch. Great for the family to sit down, enjoy. It's out now. So I wanted to hear kind of the backstory of this, guys, because, Jim, we've worked together in films many years ago, and actually this film is being distributed by the same company that we worked with. But
that's correct.
Let's talk about sort of the backstory of this. I'm a big Christmas movie fan. I'm a big Christmas fan in general. How did this come out of you guys? Because I know that you're majorly involved. It's not just you just happen to be the stars here.
Yeah, that's correct. We're both the producers and creators of the concept, and Jen formulated the story, and she can talk a little bit about that if you want. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead, Jen. So this man right here, his family owns a farm with pigs and cows and goats and chickens.
In real life.
And I was modeling in China, and I was dating this man, and I literally came to his farm, and I was a fish out of water, and I had no idea what pig slop was, but his niece informed me that it is super squishy. And so we created this story, which is a fun, festive family entourage called The Farmer and the Bell Saving Santaland, where it's really taken place on a farm with lots of fun, and I play a city girl from New York who really learns that her value is based in so much more than her looks.
That's awesome. And it is a really fun movie. It's worth watching. You also have some friends of ours. John Schneider shows up. I saw he's in there. He's a regular here on the reprogram. What was it like working with John?
Well, John was great. And it was my first time actually meeting John. And the first thing he did when he walked up to me is he gave me a big old hug and said, "Jim, it's nice to meet you." And that was great. He's actually, Jen has known John for several years and worked together with him on a previous project. So it was great to be able to work it out with him, to come up for a day and join in some of the fun with all the Christmas hijinks that we had going on in the Santaland Festival. So yeah, that was a lot of fun.
John and I, like Jim said, we worked on a movie 10 years ago. We're both love interests. And I remember him telling me how much he loves singing. And this is before his singing career really took off like he's doing now. Mm-hmm. And so when we were writing the script, I had this vision. How cool would it be for John to be playing himself, singing on a stage, a Christmas song? And so we got licensing for Holly Jolly Christmas, and he sings that in an original song from his own album. And for those who are John Schneider fans, this may be one of the most fun moments you'll ever see him in a film besides Dukes of Hazzard, because he is just so charmalicious. People will just love him singing.
Absolutely.
And you can get his album and his new movie, Stand On It. Stand On It is out right now, too.
Yeah, you may be seeing him pop up on this show late, not this episode, but later on, talk about Stand On It. Let's talk, though, also about filmmaking. This is interesting because you guys, like you said, you're deeply involved in crafting the story and producing. This is a wonderful family film that is made professionally and looks great and done by you guys, which is just awesome.
Yeah. Thank you. So when this story came to me, we reached out to professionals who know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And so we went to Movie Guide. They kind of crafted us regarding projection. And then within 2-3 weeks, we literally shot the scene with the horse in a pink onesie, where my character was wearing a pink onesie, in the middle of the Flatiron District in New York City. Jim produced the heck out of that. And we used that as a concept reel to be able to raise financing. Mm-hmm. We then retooled our script with professionals. We're grateful that they've won awards for the script that they wrote. And we literally sought out professionals to literally mentor and guide us along the process as first-time producers.
Yeah, one of the things that we definitely learned was that timing. Like, you think you might be able to do something in a certain amount of time, but if you don't have the resources to do it, if you don't have all the things lined up, And we didn't want to rush things like that. Like, we set goals, but then we had to learn that that goal may not have been tenable. So we had to kind of scale back, regroup, figure out exactly, okay, we need to get the resources for this. We have all these wonderful ideas and creative things that she needs, that she wants to get done. And then I have to figure out logistically how to do them. So it's definitely, you have to have patience, you have to have a passion, and you have to have the perseverance. So look at that, three P's of filmmaking right there.
I think that's great. That's absolutely true. This is the season where you see tons of Christmas movies popping up, but yours stands out. And I just want to know, like, why did you guys decide that your, especially your first foray into producing and all this, would be in the Christmas spirit?
I really wanted to create a Christmas movie that people would pull out of their Christmas box after Thanksgiving, stick it into their player or stream it, how we do it now, to be able to really usher in that Christmas season. So we wanted comedy. We wanted hijinks. We wanted fun. We wanted that festive spirit. And we also wanted to produce a message that was feel good, that really leaves pearls of wisdom in your heart, to be able to really get ready and celebrate with family.
Yeah, I think it was important too for us to also not, like, we wanted to make a movie that was like, you know, was a God-honoring film, but without being preachy or any kind of over-the-top Christian type of movies that can sometimes be kind of heavy-handed. But we didn't want to just go with, oh, it's Christmas magic. Like, we wanted to say that, you know, that as a culture, we celebrate Christmas because it's the celebration of the birth of Jesus. And we wanted to mention that and to show what a family looks like that that believes in that, but isn't necessarily trying to you know, convert everybody that sees the film. But just
like
allow
most people,
to enjoy
most
it.
People who celebrate the holidays, they understand the meaning behind it. And you guys talk about it, but it's not, you know, every 5 minutes in this film.
Right, exactly. Yes. So that was really important to us, because we wanted to be able to, like we've been saying, is that we wanted all audience to be able to enjoy it. And we've been really blessed to get some really great positive reviews from both sides of the spectrum there, as far as, you know, some of the, like, Movie Guide and stuff has really been really highlighting it and focused on the family. They really enjoyed it. And then we've also been able to go on regular radio shows and podcasts just to be able to talk about the truths of the movie, which is that women are valuable not because of anything a man can give them or for any other reason than the fact that they are valued, you know, and we believe that to be true. And that's true universally. And we've seen that in culture today, especially with things like Cuties that came out earlier this year that focus solely on the problem. We wanted to focus on the solution. It's like, how do you ever overcome those obstacles of seeing what the world represents for beauty and love? And then, are you trying to emulate that? And if so, are you damaging yourself? And that's where focusing on young women and girls was something that was part of Jen's passion and part of the mission of the project, but also to make it fun. And I believe that we accomplished that.
It's a lot of fun. Yep. So, final plug, I guess, here. How can people go see this? Go watch this movie right now. It's available. It is streaming. It is available on DVD. But where do you want to direct people?
I would say go to Amazon.
Okay.
If you want to help independent filmmakers, watch it on Amazon and then write us a review. That will help with the algorithm.
Awesome.
To help push this fun family movie.
The more people will see it. Yeah.
Yeah. But you can get it on demand on Dish, Fandango, Vudu, iTunes, all your cable providers. You can get DVD on Walmart, or you could buy it from
our
lovely website, thefarmerinthebell.net.
There you go. That's what I was waiting.
We'll ship it to you.
Right. I'm the store.
Been there, buddy. I understand that. It's awesome to see that you guys are having such fun with this. You know, that you made it through the filmmaking process. You have a really fun film. Like you said, I love the, you know, people don't think about this. The reviews matter a lot. I'm going to go do it now. You know, I preach it and you should preach it. Go watch this film, review it on Amazon. The more people that reviews, the more it gets seen, the more it can continue to grow and grow. So thank you guys. I appreciate it. We'll make sure we link everything. It was great to talk to you guys again.
Thank you, Logan.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. And we'll talk to you guys next time on Logan Sekulow Reprogram.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we're engaged in critical issues at home and abroad. For a limited time, you can participate in the ACLJ's Matching Challenge. For every dollar you donate, it will be matched. A $10 gift becomes $20. A $50 gift becomes $100. You can make a difference in the work we do, protecting the constitutional and religious freedoms that are most important to you and your family. Give a gift today online at aclj.org.